The South African Jewish Board of Deputies is the organization that engages with the South African government on behalf of the Jewish community. Join Cherise Zephyr for the next hour to find out what the SAJBD has been up to. 101.9 High FM.
And welcome to Jewish Board Talk. I'm Cherise Zephyr from the Jewish Board of Deputies, and I look forward to being with you for the next hour. The term second innings is used metaphorically to describe the period after one's main career or established life phase. It can involve anything from retirement to pursuing new interests. However, among Johannesburg's community, it has another special meaning. And I'll explore that with my first guest today, Grisha Gabriel and Cynthia Hershovitz. After that, I talked to Martin Platt, journalist, author, and academic, specializing in conflicts, about his latest book, Unbroken Chains, A 5,000-Year History of African Enslavement, which explores the phenomenon of slavery, which is tragically still happening today. And my last guest is Sudesh Mulu, who has finally won his Labour Court case against the Laudium Secondary School, alleging unfair discrimination, and this was when he was dismissed after posting a pro-Israel tweet. Just before we get into that.
This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zephyr, only on 101.9 High FM.
Second Innings, a project of the Chevra Kadisha, has been running successfully for more than two decades. It caters to the intellectual, cultural, and social well-being of its attendees and is a jewel in the landscape of our community. I'm delighted to have Grisha Gabriel, Second Innings coordinator, and Cynthia Hershovitz, committee member, as my guests now. Grisha and Cynthia, welcome, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Cherise.
This interview has been a long time in the coming. Yes. So tell me a little bit about Second Innings.
Well, it's a long story because it started in late 1996 when many children emigrated to distant shores, and older community, 55 and upwards, were left here in this country. And all of them were busy during the week, you know, with part-time work or other things that they do. But Sundays was a very, very lonely time for them. So at that time, Brenda Solosh was the then social services director of the GEV. And it was her brainchild, together with Muriel Goodman, who happened to be the head of physiotherapy at Wits Medical School. And they were good friends. And they wanted to start this up for people that were lonely. So they got one of the social workers at the GEV, Dia Levine, to get it started and manage it. In 2003, when she left, I took over the reins, and I have been doing it ever since.
Oh, it's a long, long time. I mean,
it is.
To keep the impetus of something going for over 20 years takes a lot of admin, work, dedication. How have you managed, Grisha?
I think it's because of my passion for people and for the program. It's not what I can get out of it, but what I can give to them. And so I've done my best, you know, to find the best speakers I can, to find the best music that I can locally. We, of course, can't afford overseas people. It's just too expensive. But we get the best that we can. And on two Sunday mornings out of four, we have either music or a very good guest speaker to entertain the members. It used to be, I used to have four Sundays a month. But since COVID, the decision was made to reduce it to two. And so it's worked from that. But we have many other activities as well.
So we're going to go into your activities in a minute. And I know about some of them because they are that good that everybody wants to participate. But before we do that, you started in the 90s. How many of your participants are still there? And how has it grown? What shifts have you seen over the years?
Okay. Well, it wasn't very big when I started. There were possibly about 60 or 70 members. It grew to over 250 members, almost It was verging on 300 members.
Wow.
Yeah. And how they become members is when they know about the program, they simply come to a meeting of their choice. They register with the committee members on a simple one-page form, and they are kept on a database. But of course, you know, the members have changed dramatically over the years. You know, people who joined in 1996 and were already 80, you know, are not with us anymore. But of course, new people and younger people have joined over the years. And I have to say that a lot of my members are younger than me.
So you're actively still recruiting, and it's open to anybody. You don't have to have kiddies overseas. You don't have to be a certain age, stage.
No. Well, generally, people are 55 and upwards. I mean, I have a member of 100 who's perfectly fine. Apparently, she even plays tennis.
Gee, that put me to shame.
She's just amazing. I don't know if you want her name.
Sure.
Peggy Katzen-Ellenbogen.
Wow.
She's 100.
Yes, amazing.
Yeah, and then we've got many in their 90s who are fantastic. But then, of course, we've got people who are lonely for various reasons at the lower end of the age spectrum, who join because they just want to meet people. I've seen many friendships develop over the years, and they've lasted throughout the years.
I can imagine.
Yes.
Cynthia, you're a committee member. Just tell me a little bit about your role and what you see and what you'd like people to know about Second Innings.
Well, I admire Grisha. You can see the hard work she puts into everything. And because of her passion, it's contagious. So you can't help joining in. You want to be part of it. And so people see it, and they just come like she attracts. It's like a bee, the honey. She's the honey, and all the bees are coming towards the honey. And everything that Grisha offers is fantastic. We walk out, we can spend the whole day listening to the speaker, watching the musicians that come. Even sometimes she has people that dance, come and dance. And it's fantastic. And you develop, people are lonely, so everybody talks to everybody else. And I heard all about this from my late mother, who just spoke all about second innings, second innings, second innings. And when I retired, I decided I'm also going to become part of it. And I just look forward to every single second innings meeting.
Wow.
It's so wonderful.
Grisha, tell me a little bit about the people you get and how you come to them.
It's mostly by word of mouth. It's not really publicized. The Jewish Report used to publicize everything that is on, but, you know, they just obviously don't have the space anymore, because there's so much going on politically and with Israel and so on. So they had a What's On column, and that, you know, that used to draw people. But it really is by word of mouth. And sometimes children, you know, hear, you know, people in their 40s hear about the program, and they get their parents to join. They encourage them. And very often, you know, people will come with a friend and like what they see and what we do. They'll come to an outing and love it, so then they want to become members.
So you have outings, you have movies,
Peace.
You have dance, you have music. Tell me a little bit about how you come to your guests, because it must be quite stressful.
You know, it's just through networking. Very often guests tell me about other guests, you know, that are worth asking to speak, so that's a way. I watch the newspapers, I listen to TV. I also go back to colleagues at Wits University, because there are plenty of them there. You know, we've had wonderful medical specialists and other kinds of allied medical disciplines, because I was a faculty officer at Wits for a long time. I was the senior faculty officer of Wits Medical School.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah. For quite a long time. Yeah.
Okay, tell me about some of the upcoming events, because I know that you've got a lot happening.
Yes. Oh, well. Well, the next, our next guest speaker, I'm very happy to have got her in, is Paula Sleer. She is going to speak about something which may not have anything to do with her work as a war correspondent and as the owner of Global Newshound Media. She's going to speak about something else, a very personal story, and she says there won't be a dry tear in the audience, and I'm sure there won't be. Then on the 31st, I have a wonderful trio, and I hope I can pronounce their names properly. Michelle Viernemans is a very well-known opera singer. She's just lovely. Oh. She is fantastic. They've called the event Love's Eternal Refrain. And that she's singing with Miroslav Chakarian, who of the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
And a wonderful pianist as well, Sonia. I can't remember her surname at the moment, but you know,
you've done well. You've done really well.
Be, yes, it's going to be very special. And then I organise the program 3 months in advance of the next program, so that the members get the distribution a month before, and they decide what they want to come to. There's no must to go to anything. They just come to what appeals to them.
I also want to look at, I know Selwyn Klaas is doing something with Liza Minnelli,
yes.
And I don't want to miss out on an opportunity to talk about that.
Yes, no, absolutely. Selwyn, I've worked with for many years, I think since about 2008. Him and Tony Bentel used to occasionally do actual, you know, music and narrative together, some wonderful things. In latter years, Selwyn got together with Henny Erasmus, and they call themselves the Historical Documentary Society.
Wow.
They have moved from the Military Museum, where they used to show, to Beit Emanuel Shul, and it's the Sloan Auditorium in Oxford Road, just off Oxford Road. And Liza Minnelli is an amazing, wonderful documentary that no one has ever seen before. It's about her entire life, and she's going to be telling the story. And of course, there'll be music in between. This takes place on the third Wednesday, the 13th of August. It's 9:30 for 10, and there's always a generous tea afterwards. It's 140 rand for a movie never seen before. So it's really worth coming to.
My last two questions to you,
yes.
Very quickly, is
yes.
One, there are no costs involved, though, in joining Second Innings.
There is a cost. It's 180 annual membership for single and 240 for a couple, and it is payable annually. The money goes to the Chev.
Okay.
The money goes to the Chev. And there is an entry fee, 30 Rand for members, 60 Rand for visitors for Sundays.
Okay. Yeah. And is a tea included? That's some part. That's part of the first question.
Absolutely.
Yes, tea is included.
Kosher tea from the St. Julian Gardens kitchen is always included.
Okay. And then if anybody would like to join or know more, what should they do?
They can contact me, Grisha, on 082-561-3228 or email me at GrishaGabriel1, GrishaGabriel1 at gmail.com, or they can phone the Chev office and speak to Lynette Lemmer on 011-532.
No worries.
Yes.
If anybody needs those details, I've got it. But I'd just like to say thank you so much to both of you for coming in and telling us about it. And it's an amazing initiative, and I hope you get more members.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
That was Grisha Gabriel and Cynthia Hershovitz, and we've been talking about Second Innings.